think I was spotted on my way down here.
Did you wear your disguise?
I was wearing my disguise, but I'm just not very good in heels.
No one must know we're down here doing this.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's time to call Joel about the experiment. Come in, Joely Poly Puddin' in Pie.
Hey, sirs, I'm ready for this week's invention exchange. Check this thing out. I just made it. It's the world's only electric bagpipes, all right? And the robots of Ion have worked up a special cover version of Led Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love. You ready, guys?
Ready.
Two,
rocket.
Three, she's got a whole lot of love.
What a whole lot of love.
She's got a whole lot of love.
A really whole lot of love.
I love it. Look, Larry's corneas are bleeding.
Oh. Well, it's time we sent you our experimental nugget this week, Joel. Now, human underarm perspiration is something that happens to everyone after they go through puberty, which I assume includes you, Joe. When's the last time you saw a dog sweat? Larry?
Never.
Exactly. And why is that?
Dogs don't sweat. That's
exactly.
Why?
Exactly. Because of the dog's pineal gland, nature's own canine antiperspirant. Now, you take the pineal gland and you make a serum. You get a dog, it doesn't matter what kind of dog, and you inject that serum into a human subject. In this case, Larry.
Now, let's see. It's so hard to find a spot I haven't hit. What's this flower? And who's Roseanne?
Oh, just stick it, will you?
Ceylon Silverbird.
Now,
jeez.
Instantly, the serum races through the bloodstream like a Porsche Targa 911. Commandeering each pore, slamming it shut like the vault at your favorite savings and loan. And, checking the wetness sensors, we see that they are free from wetness and or odor.
Antidote.
Oh, yes, the antidote.
There you go,
the antidote, and here is your treat.
Oh, brother.
That was pathetic.
Ew.
Hey, no, I thought that was really good, you guys. You're doing really well, and I think that someday you'll be ready for the Nobel Prize.
Maybe for fiction.
Hey, I noticed you moved. You guys must have got kicked out of Gizmonic Institute for shooting us into space like this, I bet.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We moved.
It's our grand reopening. Welcome to Deep 13.
Deep 13? Wait a minute, that's in the sub-basement of Gizmonic Institute. I had to clean up a flubber spill once there. It's incredibly radioactive.
But it hasn't affected our brain any.
We like it here. Now we're even closer to the atomic pile. And one day...
Well, I suppose it's time for you guys to start experimenting on us again.
I'll tell you when it's time to do the movie, you squinty-eyed space chimp.
Oh, Clay? What? It is time.
Oh. Yeah,
nice insult, though.
I knew that. Thank you. Well, it's a real stink burger of a film this week, Joel. It's called The Crawling Eye.
Oh, it's got a bad audio track. It's in black and white. And worst of all, it stars Forrest Tucker.
Hmm. Good name, bad actor. I'll put in the tape.
Movie time!